You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is optics? It's the science of light and studying light. Not only would this branch of science involve the physical properties of light, but also the equipment and tools used to analyze and measure light. Remember that light is both visible and invisible, what's called the electromagnetic spectrum. Visible would be white light, and invisible would be things like infrared, ultraviolet, X-rays. Light is strange stuff. It behaves as both a particle and as a wave. In classic studies of optics, light was viewed as moving in a straight line, like an arrow, and then how it would move once it contacted a shiny material, like a mirror, or a transparent material, like a lens. This can be called geometric optics. If light comes along, strikes a shiny material, and bounces off of it, this is called reflection. The angle of light coming in is the same angle as the outgoing light reflecting off the mirror. Transmission is when some of the light enters a transparent material, and refraction is when that light beam bends and changes direction when it enters that transparent material. This property can be very useful in the field of optics. For example, an optician will carefully shape the lens of your glasses so light refracts to get to your eye. If the image can be focused and projected to a specific spot, it's called a real image. If the optics cannot focus and project, it's called a virtual image. In optics, sometimes the light enters a material and some stays in that material. This is known as absorption or absorbed light. Sometimes the light will completely pass through the material without any absorption. In optics, this is called transmission or transmitted light. In physical optics, light motion is studied as a wave. If two waves interact with each other, it's called interference. If a wave of light passes through something, such as an opening or around something, and travels in different directions, it's called diffraction. If light waves enter a material, change direction, and spread out, it's called dispersion. This is how a prism produces a rainbow. Try this activity at home to have some fun with reflection. Get one of those cheap $20 to $30 laser pointers. Point it towards a friend who's holding a hand mirror. Make sure to watch out for their eyes. Have them reflect the beam to a second person also holding a hand mirror. Have that person reflect the beam to a target. It's not at all easy, and you'll see the beam reflect and bounce around a bit. Well, we've just learned a little bit about optics. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.